If you love all things gardening, why not join us at our Spring Fair from the 3rd to the 5th of May at Bewley in Hampshire? You'll find everything you need to kickstart the season. Find out more at bbcgardenersworldfair.com. See you there!
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Hello, and welcome to the BBC Gardeners World magazine podcast, brought to you by the team here at the magazine. Join us as we chat all things gardening with the nation's favourite experts.
Hello and welcome to Garden Favourites with me, Alan Titchmarsh. This is a new series of podcasts about some of my favourite things, not whiskers on kittens and brown paper packages tied up in strings, but the plants that I love and think are indispensable in a great garden. You see, everyone gardens differently and has their own favourite plants to grow, so join me as I share the plants and gardens that have become dear to me over my gardening years. There was a time when dahlias were persona non grata. Oh, terribly vulgar flowers, we don't want those in the garden. And then that great gardener, Christopher Lloyd, came along and said, "Nonsense, they're extremely good. They give us colour from midsummer to the frosts of autumn." And lots of us said, "Oh, I'm so glad you said that, because I've always loved them and I don't want to be thought in for a dig." So dahlias, for goodness sake, don't spurn them. They're fabulous for taking your garden through from that early burst of summer colour. You know, June's pretty good in a garden, isn't it? And then a lot of stuff goes over and you think, well, this is where the dahlias come into their own, because they'll flower from early July right the way through to November, depending on when the first frost comes. They get blackened by frost, and that means that either you cut them right down to the ground and put a very thick mulch over the top if you want their tuberous roots to get through the winter, or you do as I do. I dig mine up, and I don't do anything dramatic with them. I cut all the top growth off, dig up the tubers, and there's a sort of big hole underneath my potting bench, and I just stick them in there. I stack them up one on top of another. No compost, no, you know, sandy whatever to put them in. No, leave them as they are. As long as the room is frost-free, I just take them out again in spring and start them into growth and just plant them in the garden. It's as easy as that. They are fab. You'll find varieties in all kinds of colours. The only colour that's missing is true royal blue, but they come in every other colour. Some favourites, Franz Kafka is a pink pom-pom. Now, pom-pom dahlias are about 2 or 3 inches across with tight little quilled petals. Absolutely beautiful. And you need to touch them. You need to wrap your hand around a pom-pom dahlia just to appreciate the form of the flower. It's a piece of botanical magic. And Franz Kafka and other pom-pom dahlias only grow to about 3 feet tall. Slightly taller at 5 feet is a pale pink cactus called Jesudi Andromeda. Now, cactus dahlias have spiky, quilled petals. That's a glorious one, as opposed to decorative dahlias, which have the more rounded petals and make a more rounded, less spiky flower. There's one that's known as a water lily type called Creme de Cassis. And the strangeness of this flower is that the petals, which is quite rare on a dahlia, are pale pink on the upper surface and dark pink on the lower surface, giving this wonderful bicolour look to them. They really are amazing. So do try Creme de Cassis and see if you like it as much as I do. A pale peachy pink dahlia with twisted petals, really quite a funny looking thing, is Penhill Watermelon, but the colour's glorious. It's not quite salmon and it's not quite peach, and the form of the flower has a sort of froth to it, another four-footer that really I think you'll love. And if you like purity and you want a white dahlia, a white decorative, Eveline is glorious. She's white, but she's ever so slightly tinged with lilac, particularly in the centre of the flower. Dahlias love really rich soil. It needs to be like fruitcake, as though you could eat it. You can either grow them in rows on your allotment or your veg patch just for cutting. I do a few like that in my veg patch, but I also plant them in and among border perennials and shrubs. So if there's a gap, whack in a dahlia. And you know, I'm not too fussy about colour scheming. I just like a splash in and among the border. They go in my garden, in late May, when danger of frost is past. A little bit earlier if they're completely dormant, those tubers, with no shoots on them. You can then risk putting them in at the beginning of May. They'll come up through the ground and grow incredibly quickly. They tend to need a stake because a lot of the taller ones will flop over a bit. So stake them as soon as you can see them coming through the ground. Loosely tie them in just to give them a bit of support. And then leave them there until the autumn. They do pay for being deadheaded. Snip off any faded flowers. That'll keep the new ones coming and keep your borders looking smart. Dahlias in for a dig? Oh, I don't think so. That's it from me. Until next time, enjoy your garden, whatever the weather.
Thanks for listening to the BBC Gardener's World magazine podcast. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts and never miss an episode. If you've enjoyed this episode, please tell others about it and rate us in your podcast provider app.